Hello, and thanks for listening to Audio Mo Day 28. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter. Today I'm going to talk about a couple cool things, the first being my using Amadeus Pro for some audio editing, and the second being something called Native Instruments and a nice demo that Andre Louis done of the accessibility of this software synthesizer and its MIDI keyboard controller. At the suggestion of Darcy Bernard, who is DHS Darcy on Twitter and Audioboom, I've been playing with Amadeus Pro. I initially was looking for something that would let me do some good multi-track recording, but I've also come to really like the method for selecting and editing audio in Amadeus Pro. Initially, I was irritated that I couldn't use the shift arrow keys to select audio like you can in things like Audacity or Sound Studio. Once I played with Amadeus Pro a little bit, and used some of Pete Lane's tutorials as a fast track, I've really come to like the way you select and preview and edit audio. If you search for Pete Lane, which is L-A-N-E, he has some quick hit tutorials on Amadeus Pro where he walks through the use of the software. I checked out tutorial 2 or 3 where he starts to talk about using the A, S, D, and F keys to help you move the left and the right boundary of your selection in smaller increments to fine-tune what you're going to be deleting or applying an effect to. I also really like Amadeus Pro's use of the E as an echo key to preview what your audio sounds like if you were to delete the audio that you've got selected. This is useful if you need to edit a fart out of a recording and you've selected it, but you want to hear what your finished product will be like with that selected audio deleted. You can press E and it'll play it for you with your highlighted audio excluded. So I'm definitely going to be playing with Amadeus Pro some more. I've downloaded it and I'm just running it in 30-day demo mode, but I thought I'd mention that I'm having a good time with it, and thanks to Darcy Bernard. The second thing I want to talk about is Native Instruments, which is a software synthesizer and a accompanying MIDI controller or keyboard. The MIDI controller has additional controls on it that let you edit the various instruments. You can change properties and characteristics like reverb and different attacks and delays, sustain pedal noises for pianos, and all sorts of things. The accessibility built into this now is very impressive. Andre Louis, who is Freaky Foof on Twitter, FreakyFwoof, has a demo from June 25th where he plays some cool music while showing all the different ways you can edit characteristics of different instruments. Once you enable accessibility by pressing shift up arrow on the keyboard slash controller, you get speech feedback about all of the different knobs that are on the controller. As you touch the knobs, you get speech feedback about which function they're assigned to depending on what instrument you're in and what properties are available to edit. This is something that's always been a challenge to do, and if you could edit properties of soft synthesizers, you had to use workarounds and a little bit of sighted assistance, and you never felt like you could complete the process on your own. So I would check out Andre's Twitter feed or my Twitter feed. I retweeted it earlier this morning on June 28th. I'll also try to put a link to his SoundCloud recording in the description of this audio boom. With the traveling we're going to be doing and my slimmed down lifestyle, I'm definitely not in the market for any gear, but per past audio mos from Boss Jock app where he talked about gear crushes, this is definitely some gear I'd love to get my hands on sometime and do some playing on and make some recordings with these sounds. Hats off to Amadeus Pro and Native Instruments for a couple awesome products. And thank you for listening.